Welcome back to Money News. Tell you something that has united some very odd and very disparate forces in our community. It's Malcolm Turnbull, who, of course, is the Communications Minister. You've got David Murray, who is the former boss of the Commonwealth Bank, the chairman of the Future Fund, former chairman of the Future Fund, and the chairman of the Financial System Inquiry. Paul Keating, the architect of the superannuation schemes in Australia, but also the former Treasurer and Prime Minister. Peter Costello, former Treasurer of Australia also. They've all united in saying that Joe Hockey's idea that maybe we should look at, only look at, I stress, the concept of allowing people to tap into their superannuation if maybe they're out without a job or if they are seeking to buy their first home, that he thinks it at least should be explored. They all say don't touch superannuation. Lock it up until the person turns 65 or their retirement age. You can't be meddling with this. I noticed that there was also a big report out last week by PricewaterhouseCoopers saying it was going to cost the government a fortune if they did this. Well, when all those people start talking like that, you sit there and say, well, they're either absolutely completely right, or you just wonder, with all of the industry coming out and screaming about it as well, whether there might be a little self-serving interest around there. Daryl Dixon from Dixon Advisory, he looks after a lot of self-managed super funds and the like, but he's actually written a little column and been talking about that and thinking about this for a while. He's on the line. G'day, Daryl.
Good night, Ross.
You're always good to have a chat to you. Now, as I've always said to people, when you need to know something about tax or superannuation, you generally come to Daryl Dixon first up because he'll think about it in a different way. Do you believe that there is a case to be argued that a person should, in exceptional circumstances, be able to tap their superannuation fund?
Well, it's not an exceptional circumstance. Look, Singapore's had it for years. They've got 90% home ownership. All those people you mentioned before have got hugely expensive houses. They've got superannuation that we could only dream for. And they've got no idea of the problems that the average Australian is facing today, particularly the younger people. They're going to be hit with the burden of tax. They're forced to put 9.5% of their wages into super. That's preserved untouchable till age 60. Quite a lot of them are suggesting it be taken up to a later age. So you lose your job, you want to be retrained. I just had the sisterhood write to me, Ross, saying in my article I didn't refer to the fact that a lot of women have an interrupted career. And in that period when they're having children or doing retraining, who's going to pay their share of the mortgage, or who's going to do their deal with the mortgage? And that costing for Price Waterhouse was a real beat-up. I could not believe it, because basically, I don't know what Mr. Hockey's talking about, but effectively the proposal that has some sense is to allow people to put it in a mortgage offset account. So it's still owned by the super fund, right?
Yep.
So it hasn't left super. So there's so many lies from all the people who've said it's got to leave super. It's in super. All that's happening is the interest on the money is going to reducing the mortgage. Now, I will publish on my website within about 2 weeks, you know, some detailed technical studies, but in terms of bangs for the buck, for helping young people to get into housing, that is probably the most effective way of doing it, because I think I've said to you before, America allows a tax deduction for the interest on loans up to $1 million.
Well, the one thing they could do, Daryl, I mean, as you and I both agree, if you want to take away a few lurks and perks from superannuation funds, while the ordinary person can't borrow against their superannuation balance to go and buy a property, a person who's got a self-managed super fund who's worth a lot of money can do so. And that seems to be grossly unfair in terms of the way in which that works.
Well, you know, it would seem to me that that's peripheral to the issue in terms of helping younger people. I think I've talked to you about pensioners who don't own a house being grossly discriminated in the system. The more I look at it, we're spending at least $3 to $4 billion a year on subsidies to negative gearers. There's unlimited tax deductions to negative gearers. The Price Waterhouse costing gave a huge figure. My estimate is if 3 million people had $25,000 in a mortgage offset account, it would speed up their mortgage repayment by $1,000 a year and cost the government no more than $200 million.
Okay, one last thing, Darryl. The problem is, and you see it every day, you can't reach 60 or 65 and want to retire and live on a pension if you still have a mortgage. That's impossible. So therefore, you are forced to sell your house at that time anyway. Now, what the government is eventually going to do is going to make it the superannuation system so that you can't take a lump sum. You've got to take it as a do-it-yourself pension, which is not going to be enough to pay off people's mortgages. They're going to be forced to sell their houses. That's not a good thing for them.
That's what scares the dickens out of me. These people don't care. These people don't care of what happens to individuals. During my life, I've helped a lot of people get on. Now, owning a house and achieving superannuation are dual objectives. If you can have them both work together, it's no good super. Stops you getting a house. You get to retirement. You need to super to buy your house. By the time you go to buy your house, it's too expensive. And anyway, there's no guarantee of the rates of return on people's superannuation as... one person responding to, the former treasurer, said there's no guarantee of the rates of return I'm going to get at my super, whereas we know I've got a return from paying off my house. If bad times come, if I get sacked, you know, you get sacked, you've got your money in super, what can you do? You realise, Ross, you can get 10 grand out of super on hardship. You know what the government does?
No.
Taxes that at 21.5%.
Yeah. See, there's your problems. So in other words, you've got a whole system that is rigged in many cases against people being able to pay off their loans and pay off their mortgages by the time they retire. And especially if they become unemployed during their working life, or especially if they have a break from their working life, say they have a family, all of a sudden the family's stuck. Darryl Dixon's explained it very, very cleverly there. And as I say, despite all of those forces that come out and say that this is a bad idea, it should be explored. It is done elsewhere around the world, and it's something that Australia should look at. And bear in mind that you have got $1.7 trillion worth of banks and big insurance companies that will fight the absolute dickens out of this one. Because remember, that's their livelihood. That'd be money coming off their plate, and they would not be happy about it. Darryl Dixon from Dixon Advisory. Always good to have a chat, mate.
My pleasure, Ross.
Welcome back to the